All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Power Start Your Day, guys. It's Dave Nicola, and I am here to help you get healthier and wealthier and happier. That's what God wants for you. You know, we are in this series, and we're talking about, you know, some very important topics, as always, here at Power Start Your Day. And one of the things that we're talking about is what the wealthy do, but they won't tell you. So I want to let you know what are some things they do. Hopefully you yourself are in at full attention. It looks like we're having some issue here saying it's not going live. Are we live? Are we live? Maybe we're not live in some of the other areas or something like that. I'm not sure. But let's go on and get that up. What the wealthy do, but they won't tell you, is that there. Let's see. I don't know. What the wealthy do, but won't tell you. What are some things? Well, I'm going to start today with a question. A question. And the question is, do you eat off your seed or do you eat from your harvest? Now, you know, we're not even going to talk about this stuff unless we have a word to go along with it. And I am telling you, we got Proverbs 6, 6 through 8. And I want you to read this and pay very close attention. I know we talk about King Solomon all the time, and we talk about how he is the bomb.com when it comes to not only creating, but keeping wealth. And so in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, it says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, has no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in the summer and gathers its food at the harvest. We got to go to the Lord, because some people might say, well, I'm not sure about the ant. I'm not sure about the ant. If you're not sure about the ant, the word says you're familiar with the slugger. And now we've been taught this. So I can tell you one thing, is that there are some people who eat their seed, so they have no harvest. And with the recession being in session, it's not coming, it's in session. And it's not going to get better for those who don't consider the ant. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because today's the day you've made, and we're glad and rejoicing here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, help us understand your word. And we only can have that with your Holy Spirit, who can teach, guide, direct, and correct us. Put us on the path of the ant, who has no ruler, yet knows what to do with its resources. Help us understand what we can do here as humans as we resist the temptations of the world and the ways of the world and adopt your will and your way. We thank you for all of you've done by even leaving the word for us, that we can still read it and see it over 2,000 plus years later, and it works if we work it. So let those who have the ears to hear, not only hear, but do. As we honor and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. All right. The ant, the slugger. It looks like we're having some challenges probably going live on some of the other pages. So maybe we got to share it. Hugh, if we can see where we are, share it. But this is not going to be a long lesson today, because if the little old ant knows what to do with his resources. And if the little old aunt even still works when they have a harvest and they store up, they store. And I want you to know that when we start talking about wealthy, and this is one of the things that I learned, I had to learn this too. I was born very humble beginnings, extremely humble beginnings, and things around money, we didn't really have a lot of conversations around money. As a matter of fact, I think that that's probably many families in America. That's why the 1%, 99% gap, or the 3%, 97% gap, or the 5%, 95% gap. It's very clear there's levels to everything. And if we were to pay attention to how is it that there's still only the 1%ers, or which would still be considered the people who have, well, a million plus over dollars, multiple millions. And then you have the 3%ers that would say, hey, they hit at a million. The 5%ers that are like, what, I think a half a million or $750,000. And we're talking about liquid, like having this money or earning, whichever one you want to do. You want to get technical? I bet you the people who are in the 5, 3, and the 1%, they're not getting technical with it. They're not going to get technical with, Nicola, your stats are off. The purpose of this is for you to become a believer that God's word is what we have or haven't been abiding by as to why we're not in the 5, 3, or 1%. And so one of the things that I know that the wealthy do is they eat from a harvest, not their seed. And so what do I mean by that? Your main active source of income, where most people get in trouble, is that being how they eat, not their seed. Your main active, meaning the money that you got the hump for, even those who might say that they're not working, but they are, right? I'm in an industry where in network marketing, we say we don't work, and yes, we do. I worked extremely hard to acquire the level of success that I had, and that was seed. When I began to realize that that active stream of income, meaning the places that you have to show up to get paid, that's your active share of income, where you show up to get paid, and I did, I showed up. I was doing overviews almost every day. If I wasn't doing overviews, I was in the background creating curriculums and things like that for the team, trainings, events, doing all these things or whatever. That's work. That's still active. It might not be as active as because I didn't have to report to a particular person who says you're working from this time to that time. As a matter of fact, if you're an entrepreneur, you would typically even work harder than a person that has a job. That's why people have jobs. Some of them are afraid to become entrepreneurs, because when they see what the people do, sometimes sun up to sun down, which should never be by forever, by the way, because many people have a startup plan, but never an exit plan. And that's why even in certain instances, they got to hop from whether company to company, they got to jump from job to job, because that active income was never a seed. It was how they eat. And so out of that active income was not a dedicated plan to create a harvest. A dedicated, meaning an allocation of the money you earn to create a harvest. And then you spend off the harvest. With that being said, this is what we train all the time in Pink Millionaire Club. Now, I'm going to be real with you. I'm sure there's still some Pink Millionaire members that would hear that word and still not do it. This is not magic here when we're offering you an opportunity to become a part of a community where talking about money is common. What it is saying that even if you look at the word of God, it says, listen, the ant has no overseer or ruler. It just does what it's supposed to do. But the thing about it with humans, God already gave us the word and he's supposed to be the last word. But we'll allow the things of the world, like what this person is doing, what that person is doing. Some people can't do nothing alone. They don't want to spend time with God to say, what my next move? They just jump on every bandwagon because they were acting more as a sluggard, meaning when they did get the seed, they didn't create intentional harvest to eat. Now, it's funny that so many things around money or wealth or what have you, God described it as like a farmer. He talked about, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. He talked about that you will only reap what you've sown. When we talk about seed and harvest. And so it goes back to the secret that is right before our eyes. A secret to me is just something that someone else knows that you might not have gotten access to the information, or they may be withholding the information. It doesn't matter. The end result is you don't have the information. So now no longer can you say it's a secret. When God blessed me with the wisdom to follow the word, I asked him for it. I asked him for it, and you can too. But I gave him reciprocity. See, the seeds that I sown wasn't only money seed, because a seed can only reproduce after its own kind, for sure. You sow money seeds, you're going to get money back, right? But it's about where you sow the seed, on fertile ground, right? Well, I also told him that if you bless me with understanding this, I am going to make sure I share it with others. So I've been sowing seeds for years of dropping. That's why I would show up to Power Start Your Day. What do we make off of Power Start Your Day? Hardly no money. I just need you to know that. But I'm sowing seeds into heaven, the kingdom. I'm sowing seeds because I want thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I want to experience the abundance that John 10:10 told us about. Do I know it all? No, I don't even want to know it all. I want to stay learning. I never want to be to I arrived, because that's a miserable place when you think you know everything, because there's nothing else to explore and to learn. What I want you to know is that you can change. People say your habits, whatever. No, just change. Start with changing what you do today with your money. Just today. Start with today and only just today. Just today. A unique type of financial fast where you look at your money and the only place you put it is where you intend for it to harvest. Whether you're putting it into yourself, whether you're putting it into some sort of investment, whether if you still don't have something as basic as a family bank, when it's a necessity anyway to have life insurance and you don't have some things in order, start there just today. You're going to feel good about it. Because now you're going to be like, okay, I want a system. There's this really weird way with money that many have been taught and do that they believe that investments take away from them versus add to them. And they believe that consumption adds to them versus take away from them. That is very clearly a way of the world. Very clearly opposite of the kingdom. That you will be more afraid to invest than you are to consume. More afraid to invest where you put something knowing that there is going to be a return on that investment versus putting somewhere where you know the money goes bye-bye. Where are those places? Tell me, what do you think? All you have to do is between you and God. It's not between you and me. Between you and God. Go and take a look at your bank statement and circle the seed being sown for harvest. And I want you to write a red line through the things that was consumption. Let's see how many circles and lines you end up with on your bank statement. And then go back to Proverbs 6:6-8. And if you want, you can move on through 6:9-11, which we'll talk on tomorrow. And so you won't be caught by surprise. Let's look at this real quick. God is asking, how long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. I don't know about you, but Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 11 sounds like the recession. I know that I am in certain circles that they are all looking at how they can turn seed into harvest. So you may want to be in some circles where you are knowing what those things are. PinkMillionaireClub.com. I know it's why I am alive now. Still, as we are days just before we lay my brother to rest, which I'm sure you guys will understand. I've been still showing up. And in that time, if I'm not here on Friday, I think you'll be okay while I'm with my family. But I want you to think about, can you take a rest right now? Or should you be gathering seed to create harvest? Do that exercise. Go to the bank account. Go to the bank account. Circles and lines. First person that will be able to maybe share. You ain't got to share me your bank account. I don't need that. I'm going to drop some seed to you. Especially if you're in my tribe and Pink Millionaire tribe. And if you're one that you're honest enough to show and say, I don't have enough circles on my bank account to where my money is going toward things that will create harvest. My money's not going towards marketing my business or people helping me further my business or towards investments or what have you. It's mainly going towards where that person on the other side, when they get that money, they are not returning it to you for anything. have more lines than circles on that bank statement, hit me up and Pink Millie Tribe. I'm gonna drop a seed. Love you.